All right, we're back. Special Friday episode. We're just taking some phone calls, I guess. Are they loaded up, Steve?
They are in the process.
Okay. Loading up. 1 second. I just sent you a text. It says, Morning Sunshine is a new sponsor of the Kirk Minahan Show. It's like a 30-second clip. I haven't watched it yet. Want to play it?
Should be interesting. What?
New sponsor time.
What?
We have a new sponsor.
Rolling in the dough.
And good boy,
vibes.
Did this take some dough to create these guys. It is. We're sponsored by the Kirk Minahan Show. The Kirk Minahan Show. Not sports, not comedy, not entertaining at all. It's the Kirk Minahan Show. Thank you, guys. Assholes.
Hold on. You got some chips on your shoulder.
So there's a graphic.
Like a dreadful program.
No, I'm gonna get this straight. We're not funny. Like, Justin keep pretending that Kate's funny and like Brandon Walker's funny.
You guys missed the funny part because you couldn't see the graphic. My head is a testicle and Mike's head is a testicle, and then there's a big shaft in the background and your head is the tip of the penis.
Oh, okay. Jeez, that's genius stuff. Well, Kate's video was actually very funny in Sacco, to give her credit.
Yeah, it was good.
But I mean, oh my God, we've never been in somebody's head like Brandon Walker's ever. I've never seen anything like this. It's unbelievable. Like, just go away.
Assholes.
Like, I don't,
why is he so mad?
I don't get it either.
So he admits he was wrong about the Erica thing.
Yeah.
He admits he was a pussy.
He admits he was lying about not being talented.
Admits he got dominated when he called in here.
Admitted he lost in that. And so like, what is his issue?
I don't know. Like, what? I don't know what the...
I think... Again, it goes back to the Portnoy thing. His boss just fucking disemboweled him. And he feels he's a big, tough guy, and he feels emasculated.
Oh, God.
Because on that one, he can't say, oh, no, it's the Minifans I don't like.
Right.
Because it's, we're the...
I mean, it's just... you know? Okay, I mean, great. That sounds like a riot.
It's a funny graphic. It's, you know, if you were in eighth grade, you might laugh your ass off at that.
Yeah. I mean, that's... I don't get the... Where's the humor in that?
It's a funny image, you see.
We are a penis.
We're the balls.
Not comedy, not sports, not entertaining. I don't get the... Like, I get that he hates us, but like, where's the... Isn't that supposed to... Is this supposed to be some... Like, he's been critical of... Where's the comedy there?
Well, see, we're sponsoring his show.
Oh, I get... No, I get that.
Yeah, and we're a penis.
Like, that's supposed to be funny?
Penis and balls.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Jesus. Okay. Sounds good to me.
You can imagine the ridiculous imagery, though.
Sure.
We're in a nutsack, you see.
And I get it. It's a hairy nutsack, too.
Oh, I get it. Oh, I get it. I'm on board. I got you.
That's very fun.
Jesus, poor guy. I mean, it's sad, really.
He's snapping. And you know something about that.
And as usual, they don't tag us, the Barstool
account. Hey, look at it. Promotion on the main Barstool account.
Jeez.
That's weird.
Hmm?
That's like a real passive-aggressive move to not tag us because we're...
Hey, call Brandon real quick. I just want to get his...
Focus of the bit.
Do you have his number? I just want to see where the comedy is there.
Oh, they're getting sensitive on me now. They're calling me.
I'm just going to ask. Think he'll answer or no?
He'll probably say he's in the middle of something.
What time is it right now?
9:30. 10 o'clock.
Oh, he should be open then.
Yeah.
I'm on the train, you idiots.
Can you at least have Barstool tag our show when you do this? Like, we need a little promotion. We're not all Brandon Walker. We don't get promoted all the time.
Yeah, because you're stuck.
What about the sucks, out of curiosity?
Well, your show's boring.
But I thought I was super talented, though.
Yeah, I was kind of lying about that. Like, okay.
That 30-second clip that you guys tweeted out, the sponsored, where's the humor in that? It was fucking awful.
It was calling you a dickhead.
I know, but there's no comedy involved in it. Like, can you have a little comedy going?
I don't know.
What was that? I can't hear you.
Yeah, I'm on the train.
Oh, you're on the train. Okay. All right, good enough. But, I mean, yeah, can you at least have him tag us next time?
Oh, no.
He hung up with a pussy. Call him back. We'll harass him.
He says, I'm on the train, you idiots. How would we know he's on the train?
He's like, surely.
I should have jumped in there. Guys, Brendan is obviously on the train right now. What are we, stupid? We can hear him fine, except for that 1 second.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated...
Jeez, another pussy, huh, Steve?
I think you have incredible talent.
Thank you. All right, good enough. All right. Are they loaded up, Steve?
They are.
All right, let's take some calls.
I was kind of lying when I said that.
So he admits that he's a pussy.
All over the place.
He admits that he's a pussy and a liar.
He's just all over. I don't get him, man. He's interesting to me. At least he's interesting. I don't know. But boy, that was how awful was that clip?
Maybe his heart was broken. Because when me and Steve were like, yeah, it didn't seem like he was joking about that whole thing. He's like, your boss would understand I was joking. Maybe now he's heartbroken that he doesn't know you.
But I wouldn't even mind. But like, I didn't care that he wasn't joking.
Right.
Like, he could say it. I don't care.
Right.
No, I don't really care if a guy who admits he's a pussy and a liar and a snake going behind Dave Portnoy's back. It's kind of, he speaks for himself, I suppose.
Jesus.
And all I'll right. say it, you know what? He was rude to me in Miami.
Was he really?
Oh, yeah.
What did he do?
Yeah, he was all right. Oh. No, he was like, he seemed mildly disgusted by me, but that's kind of how everyone reacts to
him. Who can blame him for that? Jeez.
Well, he didn't rub your belly until you exercised.
He did it. He did not rub my belly, which is disappointing.
All right, we'll take a few calls.
860, you're up.
Hey, Kirk, what's up?
What's up?
Hey, it's Greg Kite.
Hey, Greg.
Question for you. So how do you get away with doing these cross-country road trips with having a family at home? Or have you not done it since you've had a family?
Well, it's been a good 2 years. Yeah. Well, sometimes you just need to get away. When you have mental issues and you just need to go for a drive. People understand.
And they're cool with like a 1 or 2 week trip like that?
I mean, they're not thrilled about it, but that's, you know, such is life.
What if your wife's friend's having like a birthday party and she doesn't give a shit?
Well, that becomes...
Obviously, you're not going to miss anything like that. You plan around.
Yeah, that becomes an issue. Yes, I would never do it in that. I would never do it in that situation.
Right.
All right, I was just baffled. I couldn't imagine banging out. I'm not afraid of it like, you know, DEC is, but Jesus, a week or two cross country. I feel like she'd look at me sideways.
Yeah, well, 2 weeks would be a lot. Yeah, if I do it, man, I go out and go back as fast as I can. I'd love to do it again. I may do it again soon.
Well, how so?
That's true. Yeah, who knows? The show is, I don't follow Barstool Sports. Is that an issue?
You don't?
I don't.
Well, maybe that's why they don't promote you.
Could be. That is funny.
I'm sure that's it.
That is funny.
That they don't. Follow.
That is kind of, I always say I don't care. I really don't. It is funny. They don't include us. They don't tag us. Is that unbelievable?
It's been a couple of times. I mean, it's like.
Who runs it?
There's a couple of people who have a hand in it, but.
Yeah, Gaz is in charge, but I would imagine he didn't do that.
They retweeted, Walk the Line, this, thing where Marty Mush and Brandon just get together and give out a couple of gambling picks.
Which is great.
In the tweet, they say, Brandon responds to the Minifans, and they don't tag you. They don't tag the show handle. It seems like social media 101, and they're going out of their way as kind of like a fuck you.
Yeah.
And also the fact that they have this big, artistic creation, you could say, of that video signals that Brandon is kind of speaking the zeitgeist of other people in the office.
Sure. Who runs that account?
So Gaz runs like social media, but I would imagine that wasn't
he's not tweeting
him. So
that.
No, there's a bunch of people.
I think Coley Mick might have a hand in it too.
Oh, is that right?
He does some social media,
possibly. I mean, he does, but it could have been one of a number of people. I think.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people who have access to it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Who's up next? Sorry, I wasn't really paying attention. I was trying to figure out. I didn't realize I didn't follow Barstool Sports.
Well, he was outraged.
No, I'm sorry about that. People probably like when I leave and go cross country. I mean, come on. What's up? Hello.
What's up, Kirk?
What's going on?
I had a quick question. You referenced Johnny Drama the other day. Are you an Entourage guy?
No.
You hated it, didn't you? I remember saying critical things.
It was just so one note after a while. It was like, yeah. Was it for me?
Fair enough. Was any of you guys Entourage guys?
I was a fan when I was in high school, yeah.
All right, Mike. If you could see one of Vinny Chase's movies, what would it be?
Oh, that's a great question. probably Queens Boulevard. Seemed like the most artistic.
Good call. It's probably a good call.
Yeah.
And Kirk, it's my sister's birthday, so can you say happy birthday, Sarah?
No.
Please?
No.
You didn't do it for my brother, though.
I did or did not?
You didn't.
Okay, well, I'm going to do it for your sister, then.
He's not playing favorites in this family.
Yeah, what do you want me to say? Jesus, hang up on this guy. We're going to hate his brother.
Hate his brother.
Yeah, and his sister.
But he's all right.
I'm just saying,
What's up, motherfucker?
What's going on?
sorry. Quick question. Have you ever seen The Drop?
The what? What is it?
The Drop?
The Drop. James Gandolfini, Tom Hardy.
Oh, I saw that in theaters, actually.
No, did you really? No, I never did see it.
His last movie, right?
It is a fantastic movie.
Didn't it come out after Gandolfini died, or am I misremembering?
Yeah, I think it was his last movie.
Yes, yeah, so I remember. Yeah, I remember reading about it.
One of my favorite movies.
Was it good? Yeah.
It
was phenomenal.
I didn't love it, but I have to see it again. I don't really remember it, so maybe a second viewing would be better for me.
Well, yeah, that's all I got. But enjoy your day, boys.
Okay, great.
I'm surprised you didn't see that though. Just based on it being Gandolfini's last movie.
The reviews weren't great.
No, I didn't love it.
Yeah, I wasn't that into it. I don't think I've ever seen it on TV either, flipping around. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember thinking this will be a hit.
Yeah.
And if it's Gandolfini's last movie, it comes out after he dies, and if it was really good,
yeah,
I think
I
would have seen it.
No, well, I'm just, sorry, Mike. What's up?
I'm sorry.
Yes. Oh, is that Walker?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you want me to pick it up?
Sure. One second. Hold on. We'll talk to Brandon Walker. Hello. Hello.
Hey, boys.
Yes.
Hello, Brandon.
I just retweeted you. That was, first of all, inaccurate tweet. I was not complaining. I was saying that I would like a little, if you're going to name our show, put our show up there, you know, whoever handles the Barstool Twitter account, at least put our show handle on it. A little promotion never hurts.
Oh, you know, I don't run the Barstool Twitter handle.
Well, we were just asking out of curiosity. Do you know who does or no?
No, not really. I think there's 6 or 7 people that do.
Oh, is there? Yeah, I don't know how that works. Yeah. I'm always curious how that operates.
Yeah, I think there's a bunch of guys. Anyway, yeah, I appreciate you sponsoring the show.
Well, we'd be happy to do it, by the way. I don't look, here's the thing. Like Cabe actually made a very funny video for the thing in Maine, which I guess you said you were gonna do but then backed out on doing or something.
Yeah, I just forgot.
Oh. Yeah, it was a show. Yeah, one of the sold out shows we did. Like we sold out the Wilbur in 9 minutes over 2,000 seats, but nobody likes our show. It's terrible. I totally understand. But you know how that is.
Yeah, I could sell out my hometown too, Kurt.
You could not sell out you could sell out a place in Mississippi, 2,000 seats in 9 minutes?
Yeah,
if you do that,
if you do that,
really? I will go to that show. I will attend that show if you do that.
Hell, we'll sponsor it.
I'm not going to Mississippi to do a show. I don't have to ball wash myself every couple of months to make myself feel important.
It's not even mean. I don't even understand it. We're going back to the dick in the mouth thing. I don't even know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
I don't know, but yeah, yelling really loud probably helps you understand it, doesn't it?
What I'm saying is but you're trying to make money. That is a money. That's money for the company.
People will pay money.
Tell you what,
Kirk,
I'm enjoying this and everything, but I'm in the city. I got to go to the office to go to work. I appreciate it, buddy. Y'all have fun.
Well, very passive aggressive.
What a cunt!
Why did he call back?
What happened to him? What's going on?
Why did he call back? Wow, he is broken.
He is, man. Well, I don't think we've ever owned anybody like this ever.
Oh my god! And there's.
Well, he's more evidence that he's a liar.
I was actually trying to be friendly there.
That he could sell out a show in Mississippi.
Wow. Maybe he could. That'd be great. What do I care?
This is like the anger that we should have heard from K. Marco or something. Not Brandon.
That's actually a funny one, though. That's the funniest thing you said on the show.
What's that?
That he could sell out a show.
Maybe he could. I don't even know.
I like the idea that he could do it and doesn't want to.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want to ball wash himself.
Why make the company money, I guess? I don't know. No, it's bizarre.
So I wonder if Mississippi is a buzz about Brandon Walker. Like, he's going to come back. We should put this clip out.
Get Mississippi. I don't even get it.
Mississippi Burning, it'll be called.
Yes. Jesus. Oh, anyway. All right. Very strange.
That was odd.
All right. What's up?
609, you're up.
Hi. Hey, Kirk.
Sorry about that, Greg.
Well, hey, Greg, what's up?
It is Greg.
What's going on?
Hey, I missed you.
I haven't talked to you in a while, buddy. What's going on?
No. Well, I've been very busy. So while you were out, I've been making hay while the sun shines, baby. And okay. I've been interviewing lots of people.
Have you? I haven't been paying much attention. I hate to say, I have not been listening much.
Yes, so we interviewed the third string quarterback for the Patriots.
Okay,
and cool. that was a hard hitting.
Who was that?
Interview. Brian Hoyer.
Okay, huh? I'm sorry, I didn't get to hear that.
It was riveting.
Okay,
it was riveting, and then I don't know. I got the
Who'd you get? I didn't. I don't know.
I got Tuca, baby.
Oh, wow. Did you really?
After he pulled out, yeah.
Jeez.
You know, if you ask me, his mom should have pulled out.
Well,
you
Greg,
know what
I don't
mean?
Think that's appropriate. No. Yes. Huh. I know. I got to catch up, Greg. I've not been listening to much. How are you doing? You staying sober?
I've actually, I was sober. When you were gone, I actually joined Alcoholics Anonymous.
That's great.
Oh, good for you.
And it was really good. I amended fences with people I fought and pissed off, and then I was doing really good, and you came back into my life, and I just can't quit you, Kirky.
Well, I don't know what that's doing with your drinking, but okay.
That's sweet of you, Greg.
Thank you. It's nice, but I don't know why you... Okay. Well, great. Okay. Okay.
Well, it's like we were gone, then I was like, all right, I'm big dog.
I got you.
Big fish in the pond, and then you come back, and it's like, fuck again.
Oh, I understand. I don't think I've discussed you all week, I don't think. I could be wrong.
I don't think so.
And congratulations, Greg.
In general, we kind of discussed
it. Good Twitch numbers. True. Congrats on that.
That is true.
Well, thank you. You know, it's really hard on a platform that has millions of users to only have 4. You can't teach that shit, baby.
That's true. That's impressive.
That actually is impressive.
Yeah.
I'd agree with that. I never thought of it that way.
I pay the, like Snoop Dogg said, I pay the cost to be the boss, baby.
That is, thank you. We'll leave it with that, Greg. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Greg.
Very well said.
It was funny this morning, Wiggy made, like, Wiggy, who's an African-American and an athlete.
You still listen, huh?
Former athlete. I want to make sure there's nothing we should be discussing from the Greg Hill Show, especially the leads. But he made some, you know, point about the NBA and all that. And Greg Hill doesn't say anything about it and goes, well, the Bruins. Just like moving right
no
on.
Part of it.
Yeah.
He's got a nose for the hot news topic.
Oh, yeah.
Are they still loaded up, Steve?
They're still loaded up.
I'm telling you, rattle's not the right word. I'm just confused by the Brandon Walker existence.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems
just
like
hung up on us, basically.
It seems like you're a little sad about it. This was your guy. You were going to do the nostalgia podcast
together.
I didn't
really care about doing that. But there's a reason why.
He's betrayed you.
No, it's just a very weird, I don't get it.
I think he's trying to recapture his manhood as the big tough guy in the office. But I think that there are some other people coming up to him in the office and being like, hey, appreciate what you're doing. Like, finally, someone's standing up to Kirk. And now
Feidelberg's not one of them.
I don't even know if it's that, though.
We'll have to play that sound. We'll tweet out that sound to Feidelberg, I think.
I think
say,
it's,
hey, we're not alone. What's that?
That's right. I think it's that the tough guy act was kind of exposed when we made fun of the wrestling thing.
Yeah, well, that was definitely it.
And I think maybe that's why, because he's like, yeah, I was lying about that. He wants that to be the real image.
Right.
Rather than, hey, I think you're very talented. Yeah. Hey, Erica, can you do something about this?
He doesn't want that to be the show. Now the show sucks.
You can't believe anything he says. He's a professional wrestler who admits that he lies when he says
everything's a game, but down deep he's so sensitive. That's this weird combination. He's just a fucking pussy.
I don't think Big Cat taught him to lie.
I don't know.
I would assume not, but maybe.
Who knows? He's got to work on him. Who knows? I haven't heard much from Big Cat either. He's been silent this whole war. I don't know.
Although he did bet the over on you.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. I don't even know how to grade today. He just hung up on us. I was kidding around. I was like, where's the handle?
I don't know. Maybe Brandon won that one in his mind. He thinks he got the better of you.
By hanging up?
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
He's like the, who's the actor in Step Brothers? Not Will Ferrell, but the other one.
John C. Reilly?
Yeah. That's kind of what it reminds me of.
I guess.
He's like that character.
To play him in the movie. I can see that. Yeah, oh well. All right.
Hey, Kirk, it's Frankie Mars from the hit podcast Shuttle to Mars. How are you?
One second, Frankie. Frankie, hold on. Listen to this. Okay, I'm going to do a quick, concise ad read here for Smith's Country Cheese. I'm going to get across why you should consume the product and then get in and out with a little conversational stuff. I'm not going to do some 9-minute ad read. You should listen to this. SmithsCountryCheese.com is a perfect gift box for any occasion in your life, whether it be graduations, retirements, thank yous, quarantine cheese parties. Maybe we should send them to Brandon Walker.
Yes, definitely.
Why don't we do that? Why don't we do that, Steve?
Nice peace offering.
Send Brandon some cheese?
Yeah, maybe Smith's Country Cheese can reach out to Brandon and have some peace offering. I think. I don't know.
I don't know if he eats cheese. I thought he only eats beef.
He's a rat.
He might eat cheese. I could see. Yeah, I could see that. He might eat cheese. New location inside the brand new Worcester Public Market in Kelly Square. Alongside many great vendors, Smith's has a large selection of not only their own cheeses, but award-winning cheeses from all over New England. Farmers markets today, Copley Square, Waltham tomorrow. You mention my name in a Smith's location, receive 10% off your purchase. Again, go to smithscountrycheese.com, code Kirk, 10% off, and let them know, please, on social media that the Kirk Manhan Show sent you there. We love Smith's Country Cheese, the official cheeses of podcast cheeses, smithscountrycheese.com. Yes, go ahead. Who am I speaking to? I'm sorry.
Frank?
My name is Frankie Mars. Yes. I'm on the hit podcast Shuttle to Mars, and I've grown exponentially because this guy DC has been reading my ads. They're a little bit better than yours, but yeah, I've got a lot of value. You know, I was trying to buy some ad time on the Jerry Callahan podcast, but the producer told me that the host said he didn't want those fruits from Broadway on his show, so I couldn't get on there.
Okay.
What?
Thank you. Fruits. Thanks for the call.
You're not even going to engage.
I don't even know what to say, this idiot.
It's so rare that DC calls the program.
It's a good thing, isn't it?
I'm sorry, Frankie Marsh or whatever.
Well, I don't even know what that means. From the hit new podcast.
Shuttle to Mars.
Shuttle to Mars. I'm sure Shuttle to Mars is a fine podcast.
They are an innocent victim in all of this.
They are, yes, yeah. They're just trying to get their promotion across. Oh, boy. All right, well, who's next, Steve?
774, you're up.
What's going on, Kirk?
Hello.
Steve, quick question for you.
Yep, shoot.
What's your favorite dish from Maine? Like, when you go to Maine, like, what's the favorite thing that you get whenever you go up there that you can only get there?
I would say fiddleheads.
Fiddleheads?
Oh, God, that's gross. Forget you. Never mind. Kirk.
Yep. By the way, I'm sorry. One second. Jared Kushner says he'll reach out to LeBron James today. Well, I'd love to see the players in the NBA. I'd like to see them start moving toward concrete solutions that are more productive.
That's smart.
That's essentially what we were talking about yesterday, right?
Well, he's got a lot on his plate, Jared does. Middle East peace, NBA.
True, yeah. But I think it's a good political move. It's a no-lose situation.
It's a no-brainer, really.
No-brainer. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're good.
You're cutting out. Your big moment. You leave?
No.
2 seconds. Hello. Sorry, buddy.
Can you hear me, sir?
I can hear you now. Go ahead.
All right, perfect. I was watching probably one of the best movies of the last decade or so last night, Zodiac.
Yes, I love Zodiac.
I wanted to get your thoughts on it. Did you read the book?
I read the Graysmith book. The Graysmith book?
Yes,
I read the book. Yeah, we'll let you go because your phone stinks, but your connection stinks. I love Zodiac. Zodiac, I think, was the best movie of the 2000 to 2010. I think it's Fincher's best movie. It's tremendous. And it's the last movie Robert Downey Jr. is Robert Downey Jr. in before he becomes fucking Tony Stark, where he's still an actor and not some fucking, you know, whatever.
Superhero?
Mega pop culture
like
figure.
You can't really take him. Like, if he's in a regular movie now, it just seems weird.
That was before he was rehabilitated, though, right?
No, it was 07.
Oh, okay.
So I think he was clean.
So right in that same time.
He plays a guy who's fucked up. He plays a journalist who's fucked up. But gotcha. It's a great, great movie. Zodiac's a great movie. It's All the President's Men of its generation. Tremendous. I think it's Fincher's best movie. And I think Fincher's probably the best director or two or three directors out there right now. I think Fincher's one of those few directors left where if he has a movie out, that's an event. Like, he's the star of the movie. I think Tarantino's like that. And I think Christopher Nolan's like that, whether you like him or not. Like, Tenet feels like a big movie because he's directing it.
Scorsese, though, he's getting older.
I don't really follow directors, but Christopher Nolan is one where I'll be like, oh, I'm going to watch anything he directed. Yeah,
even if it's not great, because, I mean, I did not like Interstellar.
Oh, you fuck. That's one of the best movies. That's one of the best.
Just call me a fuck? Oh, you fuck.
He called you a fuck and then said it's one of the best movies.
I just watched it this weekend. It is. It's one of the top three best movies.
One of the top three best
movies. Ever?
Ever. Yeah, just ever.
What's that list?
I watched it this weekend.
Bicentennial Man?
No.
I thought it was kind of disappointing.
Interstellar, Armageddon.
Quite a list. Lincoln?
National Treasure.
Okay.
All right.
Where's Bicentennial Man?
That's top 25.
That's a fun movie. That's more of a...
That's true.
I didn't mention that
in the context of best movies ever. That was just like, oh, good, great movies.
Movie.
That we were talking specifically about great movies Robin Williams did.
Sure. Yes. Interstellar as well. Robin Williams and Christopher Nolan did The Great Insomnia together, which is a great movie. You ever seen that?
I think I have. Not one of my favorites, though. Okay. Not something I rewatched.
Okay. Well, yeah. He doesn't marry his granddaughter or whatever the hell at the end of it. Like,
Interstellar is one I could watch anytime.
Seemed a little too...
Endless. That's a tearjerker.
Endless.
When he's literally like banging on the glass looking at his daughter, that just seemed
ridiculous. McConaughey is terrible in it. Anne Hathaway. A bizarre Damon cameo, too. Not a big fan. Sorry. Go ahead. Are they still loaded up, Steve?
Yeah.
All right.
Michael?
Yes.
It's me, 7 out of 10, you ungrateful fuck.
Oh, jeez.
Mom, I'm sorry. But when you think about it, it's not terrible.
Michael.
Yes.
Yesterday, after Kevin and I were done with our rear-end sex in your new apartment.
See, Mom, you shouldn't be talking to your son about this kind of stuff. That's my point.
Yeah, that's a good point.
When we sat down and we graded you, we gave you a 1.5. How about that?
That's fine. I accept that score.
I used to feel bad when the doctor pulled you out of my vag chute, that he stabbed you with the forceps and blinded you. Now, I'm kind of glad.
Wow. Wait a minute. What?
I never know Mom to be so...
Is that what happened, Mike?
Verbally and physically.
I thought your blindness was genetic, not the product of a botched abortion.
Is that true?
I was under the impression that it was genetic, but I guess that... you know what? Mom gets bumped up a couple points because she never made me feel bad about being a botched abortion.
That's true. Ain't
she just came up with a story.
Huh. All right, well, thank you.
I have another secret to share with you.
Okay.
Okay.
Your dad never left. He just stopped talking to you. Dumb dumb.
Thank you, Mrs. Terry. Good to talk to you.
It seems so obvious.
So he was always there?
Yet it was. Yet it's made me laugh.
Well, there you go. All right. Good to hear from her. All right. Who's up next?
Anal sex in my apartment yesterday.
Jesus.
That pine tree lobster was pretty good, but Aquabogged sucked.
Hey. Well,
hey.
What?
I had fun at Aquabogged.
I mean, let him talk. We're going to edit it out. We're not allowed to disparage our advertisers.
Day of vacation at Aquabogged.
You were there?
Went wild fun.
You were at Aquabogged that day?
Not that day. It was last week.
Oh, you went last. What was wrong? I always like Harry and Kate always have a good time with Aquabogged. I disagree with that.
Yeah, I think my kids were a little too young. And
how old
really
are
crowded.
They?
1 and 3.
Yeah, I would say.
Your one-year-old can have a good time? And like,
yeah, they're a bit young.
On the slides and on the like, wave pool?
I mean, I'll say it. I'm a Funtown Splashdown guy.
Wait, what are you doing on Aquabogged? Why are you turning back on Aquabogged?
That's what our...
they didn't buy exclusivity.
Oh, that's true. Funtown Splashdown's pretty pricey, though.
But they have better name. They have more like theme park kind of rides.
Well, that's the Funtown
stuff
part.
That makes your belly do flip flops.
Yeah, I don't like that. I'm not a roller coaster guy. I'm not a spin guy at all. No fucking way.
Aquaboggin's a much better name than Funtown Splashdown.
True. Is there any do you enjoy doing roller coasters?
Yes.
Yeah.
People
have their eyes closed anyway. I guess it's the same thing.
Until I was mugged, I enjoyed the water slide as well. It was fun.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. You had fun? Did you say wee while you were going down or no?
Wee! Yeah. Yes, I did. I actually yelled for the video that I thought was being taken.
What's that? Go ahead.
Steve, you voted for Shiva?
No, I'm not voting for Shiva, no.
No?
No.
The Kevin O'Connor guy is just such a rip.
Okay, all right. So are you. Jesus.
Just shooting the breeze.
Throwing your one-year-old down the fucking slides at Aquabogged.
my kids are a bit young.
Yeah.
6 months. And
1 and 3. I don't know what you expect exactly, but okay. I had people tweet at me, Steve, that you could hear a quarter of a mile down Route 1, you could hear the broadcast still.
Yeah, I think when weather conditions are right, you might be able to get a little bit of flicker of the radio broadcast.
I'm just saying.
I don't think that we could represent to potential advertisers our the circle around soccer where the radio is going to be heard.
Why is Kurt charging us $100 when I can hear it down the street?
That's a good point.
It's ridiculous.
Another ripoff. Another controversy. All right, hello, what's up?
Hello.
401.
Oh, hey, it's Chris. Is in North Florida.
What's up, Chris? How you doing?
I'm good. Can I talk to Captain Nonsense?
Go ahead. Good Captain luck. Good luck.
At your service.
Captain Nonsense here.
Good luck.
How you doing, Captain Nonsense?
Pretty good, all things considered.
I'm wondering, everybody shits on Mike for falling out of his YouTube shows like all the time, which is warranted. But what about you? You did one Cooking with Big Steve. You did one, political show. I mean, I know you're busy. You're way busier than Mike. But when can we expect Captain Nonsense to hit the YouTube airwaves again?
I'm going to be on the History Channel tonight. Well, I guess if you're hearing this now, you can go back and watch it. But Thursday night, I'm doing an episode of History Buffs. But generally, I try to focus on things that add value to the little business we're running.
This all seems unnecessary. To me.
Does a little bit.
You are value. You're value.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Chris, visiting Nurse from Rhode Island.
just want to say, love you guys.
All right, Chris, we'll talk to you, buddy. Hang in there. Huh. Are they still loaded up, Steve?
They are still loaded up.
All right. Go ahead.
Well, there you go. 413 appears to be getting out of his car.
Oh, let's give
Western
him a
Mass, baby. Give him a chance.
Nope. I'm Western Mass. Thank you, gentlemen.
Very loud.
Jesus Christ. What is going on here?
All right. I'm here. Okay. I'm here. I'm ready.
All right.
I've been waiting, and I'm ready.
Go ahead.
A brand new show that I binge that's awesome. You have to pay for it. Yellowstone, Kevin Costner, Western, tremendous. It's worth the extra money to watch. It's three seasons to binge. Really great drama with guns and beautiful scenery. I want Kirk's review of two classic, cult classic 80s movies. Buckaroo Banzai and mm-hmm. Remo Williams' The Adventure Begins.
Yeah, not a big fan of either one. We'll talk to you later. yeah, a lot of people say they like Yellowstone. I don't know.
What is it on?
You're not a big fan of the Western stuff?
No, that's not that I like stuff. It. It was on like that Paramount channel or something.
And oh, okay.
I mean, I think it was Kevin who was... You want to call Kevin. We haven't talked to him in a while. Is he working right now or no?
Clancy?
Yeah. I'm a Kale. I catch up with him.
You might have been Kevin from Bristol.
I guess that's true. Yeah, I guess that's true. Steve, I'm sorry. Is Steve or Captain Nonsense?
Captain Nonsense, these days.
Captain Nonsense.
Forwarded to an automated...
Oh, no. He's ignoring us too now.
It could be. I don't know. See, just text him and see if he's...
See if he's available.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? Call Dan. Or is he working right now?
Well, yeah. I mean, he's probably doing something. Because he's running around.
Call him real quick.
Hey, what's up?
Hello.
Hey.
What are you doing right now?
I'm about to join a meeting. Oh. What's up?
I'm just concerned about Brandon Walker. We had another thing today, like on the phone. Is he okay? I'm actually concerned about him.
Wait, you had him on the phone again today?
Yes. Yeah. Well, he's going. He did the thing with Kate, which was kind of funny, whatever. We made fun of it. So then I called him from X. And then he wound up like hanging up on us. I'm worried he's about to snap. No. You gotta talk him down.
Oh no, I'm out of the office today too.
Oh, you are.
This is a hurricane. Well, no, that's a bad use.
Yeah, not say that.
I
understand what you're saying.
Fuck that up.
It's okay. Yeah, it's really okay. It's all right.
I have to talk to him then. Wait, so he called in and then got mad?
So he tweeted. He and Kate did their Good Morning Sunshine. So it was sponsored by the Kirk Minahan Show, but they didn't tag the show on the Barstool. So I called him sort of as a joke. I was like, yeah, maybe we're now at the point where we've shit on each other and we're at that sort of joking stage, but he is fucking angry. And I don't know what's going on. I don't get it.
Damn. Okay, I'll talk to him.
All right.
He's beating him by 10 points left and right.
Well, that's true. I mean, and you can't hang up. I don't know. This was...
He hung up and then he called back and he basically said that he was lying anytime he said something positive about Kirk.
Yeah, that's okay. I don't mind that the show sucks, whatever. It doesn't bother me, but you got to get a... Like I said to him, you've got to get a consistent line of criticism. You can't be jumping around all over the place.
Yeah, he's all right. So I'm going to get him some talking points.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll stage one of those, like when they let a little kid get into the game and everyone pretends to not
correct.
Tackle him.
Yes.
Like, we'll let him score.
And I'm happy to jump on as well if you need that. So.
Okay. And you've got a live show to set up, by the way.
But go, I didn't mean to get in the way of you and Mike as well. I didn't mean to step chemistry. On.
Yeah, that's true. Mike, I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, buddy.
Sorry I didn't call you last night.
Hey, don't worry about it, pal.
All right, go to your meeting. Right. I'll talk to you later.
I'll see you guys.
Goodbye.
I figure Big Cat's going to have to be instrumental in setting up that live show.
Which?
Brandon Walker's.
In Mississippi?
Yeah.
I even said I'd be willing to go to that live show.
Yeah, I think we all should.
Just him doing what? I don't know what that was. Giving bets?
That's what I'm saying. What is he going to do for a live show?
Although maybe if he went to a bar and did college football talk, people would go.
It would be really tough if he gave out bets, but they did like Chappelle where they have you lock your phone. It's like, oh,
that's true.
I'm not going to remember all these.
That's a good point. Yeah. That'd be tough. You hand out the phones at the start?
I'm sure Brandon would want to lock up the phones. You don't want your material getting out on social media.
I do think he is the new, I always say this, what's the guy's name?
Talib Kweli.
Yeah.
Yes.
Although I still like him. I can't help it underneath it all.
Because yeah. I think deep down, I think the nice Brandon Walker is the real guy. Like, I think he's a nice, folksy guy, but he's trying to be this fucking tough guy asshole.
I think so, yes. Yeah. I don't know. Who knows? That's what
I mean. I think Big Cat's got a good idea, though. I think a simple branded would really enjoy a nice kind of comfortable setup where we let him get a W.
Yeah. We should. I mean, yeah. At this point, we should throw him a win just to make him feel better about himself, I guess.
Just call Brandon the next time someone like goes on mental health leave and be like, Brandon, isn't this fucking ridiculous? Right. Like, what kind of a pussy would do that?
Casey Smith's been very quiet this whole war, hasn't she?
He's like, oh, Kirk.
Well, right? She reached out to you behind the scenes, right?
No comments. I can't comment. Oh. I can't comment on this.
All right.
You still loaded up, Steve?
They're still loaded up.
All right. Go ahead. Hello.
Oh. Got to hang up.
Coward.
Hey, Kirk.
What's up?
Got two golf hypotheticals for you.
All right.
One's for you. The other one's probably more for Mike and Steve.
Okay.
Great.
All right. So if you have the chance to play in the Masters, but the cost of it is on the Sunday, you walk off the 18th green and someone chops your foot off, would you do it?
I would not do it. No, I would not do it. I think you got to go a little. I'd be willing to negotiate, but the foot's a lot. I like to run. I like to golf, you know.
Yeah.
I like to run, you know, play my, you know, it's a long.
So it's not that much of a dream of yours.
No, I would love to do it, but no. But no, to that I would say no.
All right. I would probably do it and have a bucket full of ice on the side, and hopefully someone could repair my foot.
Just put it back.
The bucket? Okay. Okay. Get to the second point.
You have 5 5-foot putts. They're straight. They're no slant.
Yep.
And for every putt you make, you get $1 million.
Okay.
For every putt you miss, you get 1 year in jail. Would you do it?
No, no way. I'd be in jail for the rest of my life and have $0 still.
I'd probably take a crack at it.
Oh, this is for Steve and Mike.
Yeah, I'd probably take a crack at it.
Yeah.
Well, if you miss one, Mike, Steve, you're in jail for a year.
All kinds of time to sit around and read. 3 squares.
Yeah, what kind of jail? Oh, what kind of jail?
I'd come out of jail a year later with a couple $1 million. Maybe 3 years. Who knows how long, but just.
That's a long time, Steve.
Read a bunch of books. You get your food, work out all the time.
3 squares,
I'd be fucking jacked.
What if you miss the first three?
Ooh,
are you going to keep going and try to make some money?
Oh, yeah, I'm all in.
Well, at that point,
I know I'm looking at 5. Yeah. Okay. And let's be honest, you know, I'm such a rough character. It could turn into 10, 15 if I shank somebody in prison.
That's true, too.
That's true.
What kind of jail are we talking about, though? Minimum security? Maximum security?
White collar jail.
Oh, white collar? Yeah, I think.
Maybe I'd take a crack at it.
Yeah, I would definitely try.
If you make one.
Right.
It's 5 foot straight. It's no break, you're saying. Dead straight, right?
No break, dead straight.
Not uphill, not downhill, just dead straight. I mean, you're just putting it back and going forward.
Can I have someone position me?
You hear all these stories about...
No, that's tough.
If it's one of those white-collar prisons, you hear all these stories about, you know, your cellmate, he's an accountant, he's got some secrets, he knows some financial shit, and you come out the other side, you're smarter, and you can use that $1 million to make some investments. It could be a formative event, just going... I might miss one on purpose just so I could do a year.
Interesting move. Interesting move.
Maybe Steve has a Jewish cellmate that teaches him, you know,
There we go. That's true. I think Steve might embrace a certain culture in jail. Let's just say that. So you're saying you make the first four and you just bang, knock the fifth one away and walk out, get cuffed and go to jail. I like that.
Kirk, one more thing.
Sure.
What do you think about Phil playing the senior tour?
I got no problem with that. He won by like 5 shots. Why not? I mean, I think his reason was he's not in the tournament today, you know, the BMW. So he wanted to go play and get some rounds, and he's 50 years old. Why not? I liked it. I enjoyed it.
He played well. He drove one of the greens.
Oh, I know. It's ball fucking mile. Yeah. All right. Thanks for the call. A little golf talk. I do have a little golf cult.
That's a good
cult.
Hypothetical, though.
Yeah, that's not a bad one. This is weird. Like KFC Radio now.
So yeah, no.
You went from cutting the foot off, which is a little ridiculous, to that. 1 year in jail. I mean, that's a lot of pressure standing over those putts, though.
Unbelievable pressure. Mickelson would be fucking...
True. But he's good point. They still loaded up, Steve?
They're still loaded up, Kirk.
We'll take a few more. Hello?
508, you're up.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
What are you guys doing?
Yeah, we're just hanging out. We're actually banging out the Friday show today. We're making the phone call show tomorrow.
Cool.
How about you? What are you doing?
I actually just did the same thing.
The same thing we did.
Yes, I lost everything. I'll be honest. I can't take the image of Steve missing the putt on purpose to hang out with the white supremacists out of my mind. I got
You what? What did he say?
He said he can't take it's the image of me missing a putt on purpose. I don't think that the motivation was to join up with a neo-Nazi gang. But
American history, Steve.
It was impressive how quickly he could turn a year in jail into a positive.
Well, I didn't think of it that way.
Some reading done.
But I mean, you know, yeah, if it's white collar, minimum security, that's
that doesn't sound
country club. It's almost, they play golf at some of those things.
It's like a fucking Ritz. I've stayed at Airbnbs that were less that luxurious.
That hotel in Saco, I'm guessing, was less luxurious. Anything else?
No, that's it, guys. Love the show. Hey, Brandon Wong.
Attaboy.
Now, you know. As Mike says, honestly, it's ironic. Brandon Walker did this to us, and I'm more, sympathetic than he is.
I was going
to
say, it seems like you've almost got a soft spot for him, where you're more confused than angry.
I think he's got real issues.
Oh, really?
He sounds like he's, you know, all over the place.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's more, you also forget Brandon only came to Barstool a year ago, and before that he was working at, like, my bookie. So he hasn't had this amount of attention on him for a incredibly long time. So it's not crazy that he's not adjusted to it or used to it.
On this one, it's just like, move on.
Oh,
like,
it's weird.
It's over.
But I'm saying maybe he's just trying to find his footing.
I think we've all defined
this. He's never dealt with this type of shit.
Like, he thinks we suck now. Okay. And we think he's a pussy. Okay. Like, well, we can keep doing this every day, I guess. But
I think he gets strapped onto a rocket ship. He gets all kinds of praise and promotion. Big Cat took him under his wing. And this is the first couple of weeks where he's had some real adversity. And so he's trying to find his feet.
He doesn't realize. I think he thinks that if he came on today and was buddy-buddy, we'd be like, oh, you fucking pussy. You came right into our web. We tricked you.
You think he's
keeping whereas we're more baffled that he's not.
Well, as
you
said,
that.
This is the conflict. That's where the content lies, baby. That's the game.
Right.
That's what he does. Mm-hmm.
See, he hasn't found that line between making something fake completely, but like, you know, walking the line of like being
for his crime. I've already said, I'm like it's fine. You called it, you reached out to Erica, it was pathetic, but okay. I think he did it from a place of he was trying to do something right, and that happened.
Yeah,
I don't care.
He's digging his heels in.
Yeah, I guess. Jesus,
we're dickheads.
Get the dick out of your mouth.
What was the other one today? I'll have to jerk myself. What was it? The
ball washing.
I don't have to ball wash myself in my own home state.
Making $100,000 on a live show is a ball washing event.
Yeah, more than that, but okay. Are they still loaded up, Steve?
They are still loaded up.
Let's take a few more calls.
Everyone's coming to it. I'm Blind Mike's company manager.
I forgot
hey there,
about
boss.
That. What's going on?
Hey, Mikey. Well, Mikey. Oh, boy. I got another gig lined up for you. This will probably be your last one, though, after your last show in Saco.
Well, at least you give me a little warning this time.
It's a private gig. Mm-hmm. We got, you're going to be middling. We got an opener, Friendly Deadler. He's a mime. Not so good. And then we got Chocolate Taco. She's a balloon animal ventriloquist.
All right.
Okay. So she'll be headlining. So, Mikey, you know, things aren't going so good for you. This will be your last chance. If this doesn't work, I think you should model your career after some of the greats, like Max Linda, Freddie Prinze, Jenny, yes. Stevens, yes. Robin Williams. I think you get the picture.
Loud and clear, Copper.
How did you, I mean, as his manager, you must have seen the performance in Saco. You referenced it. Like, what were you thinking when you saw that?
He's gone.
Did he hang up?
Oh, yeah, he hung up.
Just like that, he was gone.
Well, you can dress up for that big show, Mike, with Milton's, obviously.
Between
who and who? Who is that?
I'm middling between a mime and an animal.
Someone named Taco, who's a
balloon animal ventriloquist.
Are you playing a bar mitzvah?
It sounds like an interesting, I mean.
An odd spot for stand-up. But
some laughs in between.
Sure.
I can see that.
Break up the man.
What's your manager's name again?
Copper Doodle.
Copper Doodle.
Yes.
Who I like. I don't. It's odd he only discusses your career with you on the air.
I know. I can never get a hold of him.
He's tough.
And the big moments he doesn't warn me about.
Right. Like, we should have seen him at Saco. He's your manager.
Exactly.
You should be at events like that.
You would think.
But. Jeez. Well, Milton's The Store for Men is back open and back on the Kirk Minahan Show, the original sponsor of Kirk Minahan. Their store back open with the biggest sale ever. You'll save up to 75% off or more. I mean, come on. you live in New England, go to the stores. They're open and ready for business. South Shore Plaza, Braintree, Chestnut Hill Square, Chestnut Hill. If you're outside New England, or if you're in New England, you just want to go online, you go to Miltons.com. You get their most popular brands, Michael Kors, Ralph Lauren, Hugo Boss, Calvin Klein, Tommy Bahama, Johnny O, Vineyard Vines. We know them all. They're included in the sale. All shoes, 15% off. All underwear, 25% off. Go to Miltons.com. Check out their biggest sale ever page. Go to Miltons.com right now. Get all the great deals and tell them that the Kirkman Handshow sent you. They like hearing that. They tell us all the time. They like hearing from you guys all over the country. So do that for us now. Please, if you need the clothes, go to Miltons. Miltons.com or South Shore Plaza, Braintree, Chestnut Hill Square, Chestnut Hill. Miltons is the store for men. Go to Miltons.com. All right, Steve. Still loaded up?
They are.
All right, let's go.
Kirky.
What's up?
Not sure if this interests you. I've been on a true crime kick. I was wondering if you had any unsolved cases or anything from like a long time back where you'd just really like to know what happened.
Well, the one that's interesting to me is, I'm going to get her name wrong now. Jeez, let me get this. The woman who was in Massachusetts, is it Maura Murray? Is that her name?
Yes. The one who took the money out from the ATM and was on the road in New Hampshire somewhere.
Yeah, she was, it was 2004 in Woodsville, New Hampshire, right? It was right outside. She was a nursing student at UMass. And I read a book, read a book about her. And then there was a podcast series and like one of these cable channels, like, I don't know, ID Network or something, did like a 6-parter. And you don't really, the dad is sort of a strange guy. There's some, but you don't know everything. That's a good one. Yeah. What do you got?
Was the book good?
The book was, I forget what it was. I'll mention it on there next week when I'll go find it. Yeah.
Mine's always a JonBenet Ramsey. I think the brother did it, but I would love to be a fly on the wall. Not love to. That's a weird thing.
That's
to
a
say,
but it'd be
interesting. Yeah. Love you, buddy.
All right. Well, I love you too.
They almost kind of framed the brother though. And that thing they came back, was it on ABC or something a couple years ago? It was like they wanted it to be the brother, essentially.
Yes, that's probably true. Yeah, yeah. That is a weird one. I mean, that's obviously one of the great unsolved ones of all time.
It does make the most sense being the... Like, that makes the note and all that shit kind of come together.
True, yes, yeah, yeah. All right, go ahead, Steve.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Gearhead Mike here.
Yo.
Mm-hmm. That was some stellar comedy, Mike. Up in Sacco before you opened your shirt.
So. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Is that the lowest moment of your year plus run on the show or no?
Well, there are so many, Kirk.
That's true. That's a good point. Yeah, you know, spend our time ranking them.
We'll do that at the end of the year in review.
That's true. Yes, we always do those so well. What do you got, Gearhead Mike?
So, I am down at the golf capital of the world this week. Just thought I'd let you know.
Okay.
Staring across the little. I'm down at Folly Beach staring at Kiowa Island.
Nice.
Hoping to get over that. I did have a question.
Okay.
And you know what? Never mind. Flaming.
What?
What?
You hung up.
I think he got confused.
I saw that in Sacco. Some people get so nervous.
It's a nerve-wracking.
What are you nervous? What am I going to do? What are you nervous about? What am I going to do?
Call them names?
I don't mock them?
Humiliate them?
Yeah, jeez. Well, there you go.
I wonder what happened, because it wasn't even a bit that was running out of steam. He just had a question for you.
He seemed nervous the whole time. Yeah. No, that's okay. Call back whenever you want.
He was a nice man.
All right, let's go, Steve. A few more.
617, you're up.
Hey, yeah, I called yesterday. We talked about like the Twilight Zone movie and like how like
Hollywood. Yeah, I read a couple stories about that, actually. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, have you seen like Jackie Chan? Rumble in the Bronx.
I saw the movie.
Yeah, I think at the end they show his like career of failed stunts.
Yeah.
He could have died.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, where he just gets like demolished.
Yes.
Because if you look at Death in Hollywood, only people that really die now are the stuntmen.
Right.
But nothing's really said about that. And you have to believe with Tom Cruise, if he keeps doing these Mission Impossible movies, one of his stunts is going to go bad sooner or later. You've seen all those.
You have to believe that Tom Cruise is going to die eventually doing his own stunts. I would think they're super protected now. But yeah, I mean, it's fucking, you see these things.
Well, I mean, Mission Impossible, I think 5 or 6, he's just hanging off a plane.
Oh yeah, right. And he was at the top of some fucking hotel too. One of these nuts. Totally crazy.
Yeah. In the newest one, he's driving, he literally just jumps off a motorcycle and just tries to land it. Sooner or later, his stunts may eventually going to go bad, and he's going to be the next one you hear about.
True. Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess.
It's been a sad day for the Scientologists.
True. Is there any appetite, by the way, for anybody to see this new Bill and Ted movie? I mean,
no. I'm surprised they're doing
it. Big cult movie, those two movies. But I was never a big fan of them.
I saw the previews for it, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. I'm going to go back and try and watch the first one, because I'd actually never seen the first Bill and Ted.
Yeah.
And I got maybe like 5 or 10 minutes
into it. Yeah, I never loved it. I mean, I know it's got a huge cult, like it's got a good cult fan base, and I'm sure, you know, but
it's tough when you know what Keanu became.
Yeah.
To see him being just like a wacky airhead kid.
Yeah, well, that was his whole thing.
It's odd because it's a money grab move, but I don't know if it's going to make a ton of money. Like, I don't know who's interested in
it. Yeah, I think it comes out maybe today or tomorrow on video on demand, I think.
I guess it says a lot about the state of our culture to see how many sequels and remakes and all this. Incredible. It's like, and even some of the new stuff is just like a comic book that they've turned into something else. It's all, there's like really nothing original coming out anymore.
Do you care? Does it, for some reason, it like bothers me, and I don't really know why, but like, Will Smith and Kevin Hart are doing Planes, Trains, and
Automobiles. I saw that.
Like, and I'm just like, why? Why not? And I always say this, but like, make something loosely based on that. You don't have to call it Planes, Trains. Just have Will Smith and Kevin Hart do that kind of a movie. But why make it the exact same thing? I never get why.
The ones that they should remake are like good premises that weren't good movies.
Right.
Like, I don't know. Like,
they were made in the fucking 40s.
That's like a classic. Yeah. Like, you're not going to top that movie. It's just not going to happen.
Of course not.
Like, I don't get the.
And you know it's going to be mocked the way, you know, Ghostbusters was or whatever.
Well, I mean, you're talking about John Hughes, Steve Martin, and John Candy. Like, you're just not going to do. You're not going to do better than that. It's just not going to happen. I mean,
at least they aren't trying to remake it with all a female cast.
That's true. I'm surprised they didn't, actually.
Well, they went a racial angle instead of gender. That's true. Essentially what they're doing.
Yeah. True. I mean, that might be... you know what? I think it'll probably be a big hit, though.
It'll make money, and I can see those guys being funny together in a movie.
Actually, but surprised they didn't.
It should just be a different thing. Not
actually
the exact
surprised they didn't
same.
Have The Rock do with Chris or with Kevin Hart. Yeah,
that would make sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it feels like that's a formula that there's still $2 billion left to exploit.
You must
put those two together.
You must have turned
movie,
it down, right?
Watch it.
Probably that does. Now that you say that, it makes a lot of sense. But maybe they wanted someone more like Steve Martin, I guess.
Yeah,
like The Rock's such a big fucking.
So Will Smith will be Steve Martin.
I'm assuming.
Yeah, Kevin Hart will be the slob. And
unless they try to use Kevin Hart as a straight man.
Yeah, that wouldn't work.
Because it'd be silly, I guess.
I guess. Jesus. Yeah, I saw that. That's definitely happening.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like it. And they're making a dramatic adaptation of Fresh Prince, I think.
Oh, good. Thank God.
That's just what we needed.
Thank God.
Not with Will. I think
he's producing it, though, I saw.
Yeah, I think it's like actually going to be a drama.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Great. All right. Take a few more, Steve. That annoys me.
978, you're up.
Hey, guys. Kirk, I got a recommendation for you, my man.
Great.
You said you love true crime podcasts, right?
I do. Well, yeah, some, yeah.
Well, while you're out, I kind of stumbled upon one thinking of you, and the name of it kind of stuck out because of what you've been going through, and it's called The Mind of Madness. You ever hear of it?
The Mind of Madness or The Modern Madness?
Mind of Madness.
I have not heard of it.
It's about a bunch of killers. Each episode is a different killer, whether it be serial killer or just one-time killer. It's actually a pretty good one. I just kind of got caught up on it and kind of fell into it. And I was wondering if you have any other recommendations that you might have that I could listen to.
Let me think about that. Thanks for the call. I literally am on Twitter right now. And as I'm saying this, somebody just tweeted, is there anything worse than sitting there listening to Kirk patiently listen to a caller go on about some podcast that they like? Oh, geez. What did he ask me? I don't know.
Mind of Madness.
Yeah. Let me see here. I don't know. Yeah, who knows? I'll think about that. Who knows? All right. What else? Who else?
Nine to load
up, Steve.
Hey.
Yeah. All right. Take a few more.
They're loaded up, Steve. If the Brandon Walker beef continues, are you worried that he's going to go all Eric Clemente on you?
It continued in today's. You know, it just happened like it's a half hour ago. It's not stopping. I am fascinated and confused at the same time by it.
You want to tell the Eric Clemente story, or should I?
Go ahead. Oh, I think you said Eric Clemente. I was like, I know what you're talking about. Oh, Eric Clemente?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I could definitely get popped in the face. There's no question. Yeah. I would have no. I mean, but yes, I think I was like, what's Eric Clemente? I thought you were talking about like Roberto Clemente. He was using the fuck up an airplane. I was like, crash it. Could he pop me in? He's got a history of violence, right?
Very true. Do you think he'll ever be in Barstool headquarters again?
No.
No?
I can't imagine a scenario where I'll be in Barcelona court. I mean, if they asked me to go, I'd go tomorrow. Sure.
You think that invite's coming anytime soon?
I mean, the two people that matter the most, the three people that matter the most there would
like you,
four yeah. people, if you want to count Kevin. Nobody does. I do. Well, you have no problem with me. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know. Sure. I would go.
Kirk thrives in awkward situations.
Sure. I know you'd be willing to go. I just don't see a scenario where you'd be back.
I guess not, but I don't know. It depends on what kind of, you know, mood the company's in, I guess. Yeah. I would do it tomorrow, sure. Anything else?
You know, he hung up.
Oh, he hung up. All right. We'll take one more, Steve. I don't know. Have we fulfilled our contractual obligation this Friday yet or no?
Yeah, I believe we have.
All right, good. Hello.
Hey, Kirk.
What's up?
Hey, Hurricane Laura came through Cameron, Louisiana last night.
Uh-huh.
I need confirmation if Cantori had takeout from the new Mamma Mia's outlet store that opened there.
Oh, is that true? I don't know. I can't confirm that. I don't know. We'll find out.
I'll look at their delivery list.
To find out.
Oh, shit. I wonder if our buddy Jake's doing all right.
Yeah, where is that?
Oh, yeah.
What town was that?
The Rod's Thrifty Mart in Church Point, Louisiana.
Church Point, Louisiana. Yeah, we got to find it. We should find out.
Oh, Jake.
I don't think we'll bother him today. But
I give him a call.
Jeez, yeah. Well, it sounds like Louisiana didn't get hit that hard, right?
Yeah.
As hard as Florida or no?
It looked like the hurricane slowed down pretty quickly because last night the track was like 125, 130 miles an hour. And now we're down to like 100 mile an hour winds. So
yeah. Just know if they're warning you to put your name in your pockets. It's bad news.
Yeah, it's not good. Not good. Yeah, we'll get confirmation on that caller.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Sure.
Thank you for your service.
No problem. All right, Steve, any more? Are we good? One more? No? All right, well, we'll call it a day here. Do we do Dr. Sheffield?
No, I think you still have.
Well, brushing your teeth is important. It matters what kind of toothbrush you have, and it really matters what kind of toothpaste you're using. Dr. Sheffield invented toothpaste in the 1870s. I mean, come on, you're talking about the guy who invented this. Go to Dr. Sheffield's certified natural toothpaste at drsheffieldnaturals.com today. You save 10% or go to any CVS or Walgreens to get $1 off. It comes in 8 different flavors. I use it every day, all day. It is the toothpaste of not just the Kirk Minahan Show. It's a toothpaste of Kirk Minahan. I use it. You use it as well and let Dr. Sheffield know that we're the reason why you're using it and you're enjoying the product. drsheffieldnaturals.com, drsheffieldnaturals.com. You save 10% if you go there, or if you go to any CVS or Walgreens, you get $1 off. So thanks to them. Smith's Country Cheese and Milton's. Anything else, guys? What else we have? Anything?
You excited for the big sales tax holiday this weekend?
Fired up. Are you doing anything, Steve, or no?
No, I'm going up to Maine.
You are?
I am.
Okay. How about you, Mike? What's a big move? Any big movement? Are you moving in?
Pretty much all moved in, more or less. Got myself a nice new couch, new recliner. Right.
So do you take the lead on interior decorating?
I would think so.
Hanging shit up on the walls?
It's funny, Kirk, that you would assume that, but I actually do not.
Huh. Who's on Mike and the Minifans tomorrow, I guess, as it were?
I'm not sure yet.
You don't know.
It'll be a new cast of characters, I think I'm looking at.
Oh, really?
Possibly.
What's the state of Mike and the Minifans? After last week's craziness, it's going to back to normal
it's gonna
this week?
I guess so. It's going to be tough to live up to. That was a wild episode last
week. Yeah. So you going to reach out to Brandon Walker to come on?
I will.
You should.
If he's willing to. He's not been known to respond to my DMs.
Oh, you should ask him.
He's probably not going to come on after I put out the graphic I've been working on.
What's that?
So I'm going to Photoshop his face onto a pair of boobs.
Oh, don't do that. Because
he's been acting like such a boob.
You rascal.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Hey, Steve, is that Lay's I see? Because it sounds like you've got a chip on your shoulder. See, we can do it.
Jesus Christ. Like purposely unfunny if it's unfunny. It's just the whole thing.
It's a whole genre. And he's the master.
Nobody lined up for Saturday then?
No, not yet.
But you can have a whole new cast?
I think so. There may be some regulars sprinkled in. We'll see.
So it sounds like not a whole new cast then.
Well, I don't know. It's
a whole new cast
with some regulars sprinkled in. Up in the air.
Okay. Yes. What is the state of the YouTube channel? It feels like it's in flux.
I don't know. People can't decide if they love it or hate it or...
I think that there's a little bit of creative destruction going on where, yes, you know, people come and they try a show, they do it for a little while, and if it doesn't stick, doesn't find its rhythm, then it goes away and something else rises up to fill the void.
Which is okay, right?
Yeah.
That's how it's about?
I think that's how it works, yeah. I think there's a little bit of Darwinism going on there.
You think so?
Yeah.
The only thing I've heard unanimously is everyone seems to love Better Than It Used to Be, that gig show.
Oh, I've seen it, yeah.
They say it's great.
Yeah, well...
Puts a lot of work into it.
Well, I'm sure he does, but... I heard Stephen Providence with you, and Stephen Providence said for every episode he puts in 40 hours of work, which seems very unlikely. I'm not saying he doesn't work hard.
I think he might have said one particular episode.
Okay.
Did he say everyone?
I don't know. Yeah, but that's great if people like that show. Great. Well, I don't know what day it's on. I don't know when it's on, but
But they're evergreen. They last forever.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. All right, so yeah, we'll see. Who knows what's going to happen between now and Monday? I'm sure we'll have plenty to react to all over the place. Thanks to Big Cat and Brandon Walker. You joined us in this episode, right?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Very beginning.
For reaching out. For us for reaching out. And thanks to them for joining us. And this has Smith's Country Cheese, Milton's, and Dr. Sheffield for sponsoring us this week. And we will talk to you on Monday.
This was pretty reprehensible. I don't know how it can be anybody's idea of humor.